I mean, have you guys ever gotten to the point of burnout? Because I have, I think, on multiple occasions, many occasions. There's some pictures I look back at myself that I was taking while I was working inside of a makeup bear. This one in particular comes to mind. And I don't remember being that tired that day because I can remember doing the repair and making the videos and actually clean the coil. And it was when I was cleaning the coil, I took some pictures. And I look back at those pictures and my eyes are like bloodshot. I look exhausted. And when I think back, I'm like, I don't even remember that, but I must have been to the point of burnout, exhaustion, because it was all in my face. Right. And that's what I want to talk about today as we in the trade kind of transform from technician to business owner, because that's what this series is about, essentially. Is the journey through becoming a business owner and being one. Sometimes you're going to have to step away and take a break because if you don't, you're going to get burned out. And there's a few different ways we can prevent that from happening. I made a video on this actually in conjunction with what we do with Master Group, and it was through a survey and somebody asked the question genuinely, what do you do to avoid burnout? And I answered it in a few different ways. And I'm gonna give you my thoughts here, and I'll give you the two things that I think, or the three things that I help will really help stop the burnout or stop you from getting to that point where you feel like you're burned out and you're useless to everybody around you. So I'd have to say one of my successes running MacCready HVAC has been utilizing commercial work where the commercial companies have an overflow and they sub me out. I'd say it's probably 50 to 60% of my workload is subbing out for commercial companies. Now, the reason I bring this up is because it all gets organized through my Jobber CRM. Okay, so for instance, there's one company that's got 15 to 20 addresses that I have been to or go to. And when I do work for them, I pick them, I hit new job, I pick the location, I do my line items, my truck charge, anything I used on site. And boom, I have an invoice generated within minutes. It's incredible. So, if you guys are interested in Jobber, and this whole series is sponsored by Jobber. So, if you guys are interested in Jobber and checking out the platform that I'm using for my business, check out the link in the summary of this podcast, right? And you get a free 2-week trial and some savings with that link as well. So, check them out. So, callbacks can be a stressful thing, especially when you have customers lined up. Like, let's say you've got customers lined up all week for installs or service or maintenance or whatever it is, but then three callbacks come in. Oh, I got no heat. I got no cooling. The unit you put in a month ago stopped working. These can be stressful and these can lead to burnout because now you're trying to deal with the callback plus deal with the people that you've already made appointments with. And now you got to be two people, if you're a one-man show, and if you have a couple of guys that are already scheduled, now you got to start juggling schedules. It becomes a fiasco. So being organized in your installs and doing them right and making the proper diagnostics each and every time, verifying your repair each and every time is going to help you succeed and avoid burnout because you have less stress on you, right? Less stress, less chance of burnout. You got to remember that. So the more stress you put on yourself, the more chance you probably will get to a point where you can't take any more. Second is organization from top to bottom. So from the uniform that you put on in the morning, is it clean? Is it ready to go? Do you got to rummage through a dirty hamper or a dryer full of wrinkly clothes to find them? Getting up in the morning, having a nice clean uniform to put on, or there for you, and you're not looking around everywhere for it, looking for your keys, looking for your wallet, your phone, all that kind of stuff. Be prepared in the morning. Be organized. Okay, this goes further. It goes to your truck. Is your truck a mess? Because if your truck is a cluttered mess, your brain is going to be a cluttered mess. Trust me, I've been there. When my truck is clean, spick and span, washed, all the interior is all wiped down, and I get into my truck in the morning with a nice clean uniform on, it's like such a mental, I don't know if mental break is the word, but you get this mental kind of uplift, right? Because you feel fresh and ready for the day or the week, whatever is going to be handed to you. So being organized with that stuff is going to help. Being organized with your paperwork, being organized on your installs, having the right parts, having the right products, having the right ancillary products, like different things that you might need for that install, threaded rod, strut, wire nuts, like whatever it is, have all of these things ready to go. Because the last thing you want is you're in the middle of an install, you go to your truck and go, oh man, I'm out of those. Now you got to drive out to a supplier, order one, maybe they don't have one. And now you're in a pickle. Now you're stressed out again. So being organized is going to help with that. So be organized with your uniforms, your van, your installs, your service calls, and all of your paperwork. Keep it all in line and filed. I know we get behind, but when you take some time to get it all in line and filed up, it's going to make you feel a lot better about the day, the week, the month. And the better you feel, the less stress you have, the less chance you're going to be burned out. So, I mean, if you're organized, your calls are all good and no callbacks, your installs are pristine, no callbacks, your paperwork's all in line, your uniforms, your van, everything's in line, everything's running smooth, but the phone just won't stop ringing and you don't know how to say no. Having the power and the ability to say no is, it's uplifting. So I was working on, here's a story of me saying no, but in a nice way. Okay. There was this furnace and it was in this tiny little space. You had to squeeze by a water heater to get to it. And there were the clearance in the front of the furnace was like almost, you could barely even like kneel or sit in front of it because there was barely any space there. Good luck pulling a blower motor out or anything like that, or getting down to diagnose a board. There was zero room. Okay. There was a big, water softener in the way of the furnace as well. So there was obstacles to get by. Once you're in there, you're in this tight spot. So their furnace was 7 years old. There was something seriously wrong with it. It was overheating. The heat exchanger, I believe, was maybe plugged inside. The cabinet would get so hot that you couldn't touch it with your hand. And I'm like, this thing cannot run. It can't run. I said, you need a new furnace. I said, I'm shutting it off. I'm sorry. They were understandable and they understood why. And I said, listen, you need a new furnace, but I am booked for like the next 2 weeks. And I wasn't lying. I actually was like, I've got work lined up for about a week and a half to 2 weeks. And I could go back to some other customers that have been waiting for me to do some things that are not emergencies, but they want done at some point. So if I fulfilled those, I could be 3 weeks nonstop. That's where I am. So I didn't want to take on a furnace replacement in a spot that I wasn't even comfortable with, too tight, obstacles. I cut my back on the relief valve on the water heater. You know, the little lever that pulls up. Well, I sliced my back open on that, trying to squeeze by. And I wasn't interested in changing a furnace in this tight space. I really wasn't. I mean, I've got enough work that I could say no. So having the ability to say no is empowering and super important. You have to utilize the no card sometimes. You cannot keep piling and piling and piling, because eventually you're going to pile so much that you're not going to be able to fulfill, right? Then you're going to have to like maybe hire someone if you don't want to hire someone. And if you do, can you provide them 40 hours a week, or you just need to hire them to get through a busy time and then lay them off? It becomes such a hassle. You have to know how to pace yourself. Okay. Pacing yourself is really important. And the last thing that I'm going to tell you guys is if all else fails, plan a strategic break. Get the work done that you have in front of you. Don't accept any more. Or if you do, give a date that's kind of out a bit from how you're booking so you can plan on having a few days to yourself. Because if you're at that point, trust me, shutting off your phone and reconnecting with your own life outside of HVAC, friends, family, even if it's by yourself, watching movies, chilling, who knows, whatever it is, playing video games. Some people relieve their stress doing that. Whatever it is, sometimes you just have to say, I'm taking a break, I'm shutting my phone off, and it might be for 2 days, I'm not going to turn it back on, and we'll go from there, right? I've done this before. It was just the Canadian Thanksgiving. Those listening that don't know, Canadian Thanksgiving is in October. In the beginning of October, we had a 3-day long weekend, and I basically didn't touch my phone pretty much all weekend. And when Tuesday rolled around, I felt better for it. I felt like I had a break. I wasn't working those 3 days, and I wasn't looking into work. I wasn't answering emails, texts, responding to phone calls, unless an emergency came through somehow. Everything else can be put off because I needed to chill. And if I don't chill, it's going to affect my work. It's going to affect what I do, my calls, my installs, how I organize myself going forward, how I treat other people around me. So it's time to take a break if you feel that coming. That's just the way it is, guys. But anyway, I'm out. I hope this helps a little. Happy HVACing.